Test 5. Listen carefully to the conversations and short passages and choose the best answer to each of the questions. 1.
Who's your new secretary, Tom?
Miss Evans. I'm very pleased with the work that she has done so far. Question. What do we learn about the man secretary? 2.
Excuse me, do you know when the train arrives?
I'm sorry, the train is behind schedule. You'll have to wait another 20 minutes. Question. What do we learn from this conversation? 3. I wonder if you could tell me if there's a good hotel in town that I can use.
Oh, let me think a moment. Yes, there are 2 hotels. They're on High Street, 1 on each side of the road.
Question. What is the man doing? 4.
I studied for that test for 3 hours, and Jack studied for 4 hours.
I studied twice as long as you. Question. How long did the man study for the test? 5. That's a lovely coat you are wearing.
Oh, thank you. My husband gave it to me for my 40th birthday.
Question. What did the woman say about the coat? 6.
It's 10:30 now, but I'm hungry and I want to eat.
You have to wait an hour and a half before you can go to lunch. Question. When can the woman eat? 7.
I want a single room with a bath. What's the rate?
It's $8 a day. Question. How much does she have to pay if she stays for 3 days? 8.
May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like some fried chicken, please. Question. What is the woman? Nine. May I help you?
Yes, I want to buy some notebooks and 5 pencils.
Question. What's the relationship between these 2 speakers? Ten. Do you think Ed will get here on time?
If Ed doesn't, nobody will.
Question. What does the woman mean? Passage 1.
In many English houses, people eat 4 meals a day. Breakfast, lunch, tea, and dinner. Breakfast takes place at any time from 7 to 9. It consists of porridge, bacon, eggs, toast of bread, and so on. English people drink tea or coffee at breakfast. Lunch comes at 1 o'clock. It can range from a ham sandwich to a 3-course meal. Afternoon tea is between 4 and 5. Dinner is about 7. The first course is soup. The next course generally consists of meat or fish with vegetable. Then comes some sort of dessert, either pudding or fruit of various kinds, apples, pears, bananas, etc. But not all English people eat like that. Some of them have dinner in the middle of the day. Their meals are breakfast, dinner, tea, and supper. And all these meals are very simple.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard. 11. How many meals do English people have a day? 12. What do English people drink at breakfast? 13. When do English people have afternoon tea? 14. How many courses do English people probably have at dinner? 15. What is the second course composed of? Passage 2.
The marathon is a popular Olympic event. It's a very nice long race, 42.2 kilometers. And good runners finish it in about 2 hours. Marathon is the name of a place in Greece. There is an old story about an important battle at Marathon 2,500 years ago. The Greeks won the battle, and their leader was very excited and proud. He shouted, "We must send a message to Athens at once. It's a long way to Athens. Who can take our message home to our people?" Pheidippides said, "I can. I want to do it. I can run faster than all the other men." Pheidippides ran as fast as he could to Athens. He was young and strong, but it was a very difficult run. He shouted the good news to the Athenians. "We won. We won the battle." Then he fell to the ground. He was exhausted and he died a short time later. He was the first marathoner.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. 16. Approximately, how long do good runners finish the marathon? 17. When did the marathon run begin? 18. In this story, who won the fight? Passage 3. Listen to passage 3 and fill in the blanks.
In a conversation, eye contact is important because insufficient or excessive eye contact may create communication barriers. It is important in relationships because it serves to show intimacy, attention, and influence. As with facial expressions, there are no specific rules governing eye behavior, except that it is considered rude to stare, especially at strangers. It is, however, common for two strangers to walk towards each other, make eye contact, smile, and perhaps even say hi. The strangers may immediately look away and forget that they even had any contact. This type of glance does not mean much. It is simply a way of acknowledging another person's presence. In a conversation, too little eye contact may be seen negatively because it conveys lack of interest, inattention, or even mistrust. The relationship between mistrust and lack of eye contact is stated directly in the expression, "Never trust a person who can't look you in the eyes."